Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What's your favorite snack?
Rocks.
What's the proper serving size of an Oreo cookie?
The whole fucking bag.
Not yeah. A world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. I find the word snacks to be an irritating and stupid word my whole life. When people go, would you like a snack? I've always said, I don't fucking like that. Say you want a cookie, you want a cracker, name the item. Yeah. Don't call it a snack.
I don't call it a snack. I call it food.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like demeaning? Like, oh, do you want a snack?
Yeah, like what are the choices then? Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you get one snack a day. Do you want your snack now?
A snack.
Because you get too fat. Just one snack a day.
How about those people that are 400 pounds? They go, I don't know.
Their whole day is one big snack.
You know what it is, John? I'm 80 pounds. I don't eat a lot. I just snack too much.
Yeah.
I eat wrong. I don't eat a lot. I eat wrong.
I don't eat a lot. I just snack.
I don't know what I eat, but I'm shitting myself over here.
I don't smell anything.
Oh, good.
You're really going to be shitting yourself
maybe
after this one.
The fucking draft is taking it westbound.
The draft's taking it out.
But you know something? The category of snacks, only a few things really apply. For example, ice cream is not a snack. You agree? Cake? Those don't count as snacks.
No, but they are, right?
And now I smell it. I would have to fucking, sorry about that. Have you been snacking?
It smells like I shit my pants, but basically just had my breakfast of a granola bar, snackish. A power shake and a fucking yogurt.
Well, see, that's a real breakfast.
Yeah.
But to me, ice cream and cake cannot qualify as a snack. A cookie can be.
Yeah.
Right? Those are specific. Snacking is crunchy stuff. Chips. Fucking
salty.
Cookies.
You're thinking salty or crunchy. Yeah.
This is chewy stuff. Right? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean... I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
stuff. Yeah, like a cake and ice cream is kind of a different category.
That's fucking dessert.
Yeah.
That's not a snack.
Yeah, right. That is dessert.
Peanuts. I'll put them in the fucking snack family.
Were you allowed to have a snack and dessert on the same day?
Oh, we had whatever the fuck we wanted. There's no rules and regulations.
No rules of my house.
It was a free-for-all.
Oh, rules of my house, man.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
But we never had dessert.
Get down and give me 20.
Oh, yeah.
Was it like that?
Yeah.
No shit.
We used to have to do push-ups, stand at attention.
But I mean, say corner. Something like fucking like cheese and crackers.
That's a snack.
That's a snack,
that's
right?
A snack.
But then
yeah.
It's technically, I mean, you can... There's a lot of times where the snack becomes the meal.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's one that you can definitely do.
One of my favorite meals is Ritz crackers with peanut butter and fluff.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. That's a nice little fucking meal.
I have about 10 of them and have all the peanut butter and the fluff overflowing, so I squeeze it together and I lick the outside.
Motherfucker.
Right?
You know what I saw the other day that looked like some sort of sorcery? It was some guy that just had 10 crackers fucking sitting there on his couch, like sitting there physically on his couch, had the jar of peanut butter with the knife, and he would dip in with the knife, dab it on one side of the cracker, flip the knife, and then dab it on the other side, and then you got your fucking sandwich right there.
What a maneuver.
Good idea.
I was like, wow, it was in one swift motion. Yeah. You have a full fucking
sandwich.
Just
make sure he doesn't cough when he's eating it.
Because you know something? Every time you butter, I mean peanut butter, a cracker, you're always thinking in your mind, how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
Am I going to leave it open face? Am I going to put another one on top and make a twofer? Well, how do I do it so it's most efficient? So that guy came up with that technique. Beautiful.
I don't like the people have the peanut butter and jelly on the in a cracker. I'm not a jelly guy.
I don't put the jelly on the cracker.
I'm not a jelly guy.
No, jelly has faded somewhat as I've grown into adulthood.
Yeah, it's a faded condiment.
It's not big on my condiment list.
Yeah, it's
right.
Is technically jelly a condiment?
I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a pasty fruit-like substance. No.
Yeah, it's like it's marmalade and jelly.
I don't hate jelly, but I don't want it. Do you?
I hate it. Right. Yeah, I don't like anything. I'm pretty particular about fruit that's not actually fruit.
Yeah.
You know, I like to eat the fruit.
What kind of fruit are you eating?
You know, like orange, pears.
Nice.
Fucking banana once in a while.
You know what troubles me about, you know how tomatoes really a fruit? I don't believe it, do you?
No.
I don't believe that at all.
So is it celery too? Don't. Oh, no, celery's a wood.
What the fuck is that?
Did you hear that? You ever hear that before?
Yes.
Yeah, celery's wood.
Wait a minute, that's wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Have you heard that?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
That celery's wood.
But I was always troubled, like, we all know that a fucking tomato is not a fucking the fruit group.
No.
You have the tomato. So stop calling it that.
And they taste so good this time of year because they're all fucking just fell off the vine. Beautiful.
You eat them with the fucking, you know, lettuce. You don't have it. It's not a fruit. Get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me it's a fruit.
Well, how about the people, I mean, this is, you guys would know because you're Italian, but isn't that kind of a thing? Like just the fresh, like tomato with some salt and some shit on it?
Oh, a little olive oil tomato.
Oh, yeah. Salt,
fucking beautiful.
Yeah, okay. You get the cheese, what the hell do they call it when it's salt?
Mozzarella.
You get at a restaurant as an appetizer.
Yeah.
What the fuck they call it?
The mozzarella?
No, it's got tomatoes, mozzarella.
Oh, like a capaccia.
Yeah. Caprese.
Oh, caprese. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
You got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But snacking to me is just really a handful of things, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah.
The way I see it.
How do you, now, if you know that you're going to snack, if you know it's snack time, shit's going down, I'm going to fucking do a damage on some things. Do you go after fucking light or reduced fat snacks?
Never.
Or do you just
never. Never, yeah, ever, I mean,
if I'm going to snack, I'm going all in.
Yeah.
The real thing.
That's why you see them fat guys that fucking getting a Happy Meal, whatever, Big Macs and all this shit. They get a Diet Coke. I mean, what the fuck? It ain't working.
To run a diet.
Yeah, lighter reduced. If you're into snacks, that's dumb. That's just stupid.
Yeah, it is.
How about people that buy fucking zero ice cream and reduced fat? Come on. You want to have ice cream or not? Are we eating ice cream here? What are we doing?
It don't even taste like fucking ice cream.
I want it's the so most good. Fattening fucking ice cream as possible.
Yeah.
That's when it's delicious.
If I'm being bad, like I'll fucking, if I'm driving by a store, I'll get like a box of Oreo cookies and down them.
Oh, they're fucking right up there at the top.
Oh, yeah.
They're a strong contender for a lot of best of list.
You know, sometimes I get like a bag of the little white donuts.
Oh, the donuts.
Yeah, those are good.
The donuts.
Do the whole fucking bag, one sitting easy.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I like to have still to this day? And it's one of those addicting things. It'll pop into your head. You're laying there at 10 o'clock saying, I'm not going to eat. Boom. Next thing you know, you're going down and get something to eat. Fucking cream cheese on a nice saltine cracker.
Yeah.
Two-sided.
That's old school. Yeah.
Make about five of them. Bring them up in the dish. Nice.
How about a nice bagel with cream cheese on it? Toast the bagel. Toast the cream cheese on it. Always toast it, right?
Yeah.
I used to do, when I was a kid, I used to do fucking saltines with margarine, with Country Crock.
I made
the sandwiches.
Similar, yeah.
Like the other night I got up, I went down, I had bread and butter. It reminded me of my mother. I go, what are you eating? She goes, bread and butter.
Yeah, I know.
That's
what
they had.
That was a snack back.
You want some bread and butter?
It's like they had, used to have rice and milk, shit. I mean, back then it was like so simple, the stuff they have.
Yeah, here was the fucking choice.
Want some custard pudding?
Yeah.
Right. It was like, a couple of things they have.
You want bread and butter or banana? That's all we have. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. That's your fucking choices.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was basically like we never had dessert. Like growing up.
There wasn't a lot of shit around.
We wouldn't have a meal and didn't have a dessert.
Yeah.
No.
Although my mother went on a Drake's Cake fucking binge for a couple of years. Buying boxes like the Funny Bones.
Oh, yeah.
The peanut butter ones.
They're Devil Dogs and Drake's.
Devil Dogs. Yeah. Big on Devil Dogs.
They got those reduced.
I love Devil Dogs.
Those are reduced, They have those reduced and not bad. They come in, I think there's a green, I think it's a green label means it's.
Do you love Devil Dogs?
I do. You know what I do is I peel off the tops of two of them and I put them together and have like a double stuffed double dog.
Ooh, yeah. That's a double dog.
I do that
dog.
With double stuffed Oreos too, so I make it like a quadruple stuffed.
Yeah, I like my Oreos fucking lean. I don't like to stack them up like
you like
that.
The regular
like
one.
Singular.
Do you like the double stuffed or the regular?
I like a regular Oreo. Oh,
so, yeah, because the cookie itself is so good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just the right mix is in there.
Well, they make the thins now, and those are actually pretty nice.
Are those good?
Yeah, it's my only thing is that you end up with a little more chocolate to cream ratio.
Ooh.
Like the ratio is different, but like it's less like filling, but you also have less like of the like delicious cookies.
It's kind of a hybrid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the middle. See what I'm saying? It's the middle of the fucking road.
Twinkies, like Hostess is good. Hostess Strikes.
You know, I had two Twinkies in bed 4 nights ago. The first two Twinkies I've eaten probably in 15 years.
They stopped making them. Remember they stopped making them?
Yeah, because they realized they literally last forever.
Yeah.
So they're loaded with fucking pesticides and shit.
Yeah,
they never expire, right?
It's scientifically proven that it's the only food that would survive.
I think they changed the recipe to it now.
Because of that reputation?
Yeah.
I got to say, it wasn't bad.
No.
It wasn't the overjoyed fucking they don't fulfillment taste the same as they of my youth. I go, these are good.
They're different now.
A little different. A little different.
Yeah. They're a little drier now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I remember the cake portion like being moister back in the day.
How many fucking yodels could you polish off?
I love yodels.
Yodels are a sleeper. They're awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Milk, you got to have like a fucking big, huge glass of milk.
Oh, right? No. I say I don't drink milk.
No?
Lactose? No, no. I just have an aversion to it.
You're smart.
But I'll eat ice cream, all that. But yeah. I cannot drink milk. No. I'll eat cereal with milk once in a while.
But
to drink it from a glass?
No.
I don't know what happened. I can't do it.
That's fine. You know what I had the other day was Mallow Cup.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah, I haven't had one.
The yellow wrapper.
Yeah, and you have it like the top part is like chocolate and like a little coconut, I think. Yeah. Up in there, right?
That's a real niche candy. Yeah. When I was a kid, they were big. Yeah. Then it kind of faded with the new breed.
Yeah.
you can never go wrong with a good old Reese's cup.
Yeah, Cup was always the champagne. Mallow Cup was the once in a while alternative.
Yeah.
But day by day, you're going Reese's cup.
Yeah.
I claim is the best candy of all time.
Yeah, they don't make the little fucking Mallow Cups like they do the Reese's cup.
Right,
those are great. They're thick. They're like thick, but, you know.
Fucking Reese's cups just keeps changing fucking shapes.
It just keeps changing shapes.
Yeah. No, they're doing it like a Reese's cup like in a bar.
Yeah, like a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Like and then they get the one that's like an M&M. They got
the
ones that are like
this fucking thick now.
Yeah, the triple header. Yeah. Then they got the four pack. I like that, the long pack.
Oh, yeah.
That's like regular size.
Four regular ones. Yeah, fucking perfect.
Do you know how like cheese and crackers can go from a snack to a meal depending on how much you have?
Yeah.
But you know the little container that has the cheese and the cracker?
Oh, yeah.
And
handy snacks.
That you spread with a fake, like a piece of fucking plastic as your knife?
What's your favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch.
You do?
Tell me that's not the best fucking cereal.
It's the best.
And the fruity, the berry one is good too.
Crunch berries.
I've never had. I don't like anything.
Let me tell you something. It's one A and one. Fucking one. And, right? Berry,
I don't do any fruit that's not the actual fruit.
Yeah.
I just like.
You know, it's all
like
fake color.
But I like Fruit Loops.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do like Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
I like cereal that causes me physical pain, like just like Captain Crunch.
We gonna get some sponsors out of this or what?
That shit fucking, like, if you're not careful, like, you have to go extra heavy on the milk with the Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Because it'll rip the roof of your fucking mouth right
off.
You
usually gotta re-milk mid-cereal.
You gotta let it sift a little bit so it's not too soggy, not too crunchy.
I always go light on the milk. If I have to make another trip downstairs for another splash, it's worth it. You got to have just the right amount of fucking, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want it too loose in there.
How about Sugar Pops?
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Fucking top five of my childhood. Yeah, Sugar Pops, Sugar Smacks.
I like up there. I like, I'll tell you, I like Corn Flakes too.
Do you?
I used to like Crispix.
Christmas is good. Cheerios, like regular Cheerios or nothing.
They're solid.
You
feel like you could eat a lot of them and it's not that bad for you or something, right?
The Honey Nut is like pretty classic.
Honey Nut is fucking.
How about this? Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Krispies?
Puffs.
I say Puffs.
I'm going Puffs too.
Yeah. More bang for the buck. More crunchy. More work. More satisfaction.
Cocoa Krispies or Cocoa Pebbles? Ooh.
How about Coco Crisp? He used to play center field for the Sox.
That's right.
Oh, those were the cookie crisp. When it was like, okay, this is what I'm going to have for breakfast. I'm going to have 75 little cookies.
What about the Nestle's crisp, the chocolate with the crisp in it?
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know.
It's like in the blue and white. Comes in blue.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I'm the old
Nestle's Crunch, I think.
Yeah, those I love that. They have a cereal Nestle Crunch?
Ooh. No, the candy bar.
Oh, the candy, yes. Okay.
How about like M&M's? M&M with peanuts.
Yeah, M&M with peanuts. Is
peanut butter M&M's.
You know what's good is to mix the fucking different forms of M&M's in the same bowl.
Yeah.
Tip I'm going to give everybody.
Good idea.
Dump them all together. You mix it. You go like this. Shove your hand in there. Yeah. The whole fucking medley works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It works all together. Nice.
Sure.
Check it out.
You have, you have like homework. The peanut butter ones and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but peanut butter seems to be the fucking champagne ingredient of chocolate and candy to me.
I mean, it's very universal. You can use it's like the Swiss Army knife of snacks. You can use it fucking in a lot of different applications.
Yeah, I mean, it goes with fucking bread, crackers, candy,
fucking rice cakes,
smoothies.
If you're gonna put yourself through L and eat a fucking rice cake, how are you gonna do it?
Nothing wrong with that.
I remember trying to like rice cakes years ago. I'm dieting. I'm gonna have a rice cake. How sad is that? So awful. So shitty. So unsatisfying. Just a piece of shit of a dessert.
So on the way home, we're gonna get Italian food and all these desserts.
I'm getting an extra large Italian sub with everything. I don't give a fuck.
So but, with crackers,
Ritz,
you're going Ritz above all,
nice and buttery.
See, I enjoy the Ritz as well,
I like a saltine with no salt.
Like
that's a health cracker to me.
Like a Kiva.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the salt on the cracker. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the table water crackers.
No, see, you're one step away from having nothing.
It's kind of cardboardy.
It's kind of like there's no satisfaction.
What do you got, Triscuits or Wheat Thins?
I think I'm leaning towards Wheat Thins.
Really?
Triscuits get a little bit too.
Triscuits can rip you up. That's like a shredded wheat of cracker. Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
How about this? I'll say I've had both. I will eat both. Neither are in my top five.
Yeah.
But I will have them. They're good with a little dippy poo or something.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, get like an olive garlic dip or something.
They need a little boost.
Maybe a little hummus.
Yeah, hummus is cool.
They don't stand on their own as a thing to eat. Just see, I'm going to just eat Triscuits.
Yeah.
Well, nothing. That's no good.
How about a little hummus with celery? That's very healthy.
That's healthy. That's, I don't go. That's too healthy for me.
Yeah.
I'll have hummus and a loaf of Syrian bread.
Yeah, I only consider it a snack if it's going to kill me, you know?
My old man used to bring home the Syrian bread every now and then.
Yeah, that's what it used to be called, Syrian bread.
That's pretty good. Like the fuck, yeah.
My father's like,
let me tell you something. There's nothing like a fucking fresh loaf. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
When it's fresher than fucking fresh, you eat a whole circle. In 1 second, then maybe you even dip it into another one.
I'll chuck some peanut butter on there.
Oh, nice. You roll it up.
You know what I do with the Syrian bread? Is you can make a fucking pizza on it, right?
Yeah.
Put it. You know, you put the sauce on there. You put the cheese and all the onion, whatever on. You pop it in the oven for like 10 minutes. You get a fucking pizza.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
low cal, thin as hell.
Yeah,
huh?
Low cal.
That's real thin pizza.
Yeah.
How about the English muffin pizzas?
Yep.
Staple of childhood. Yeah,
get the fucking like a tomatoes out of the can. And you get a hunk of fucking scamozza on there.
Yeah.
Remember scamozza?
Yeah.
Cheese?
Now, did you...
By Dragoni?
Scamozza, yes. Yeah.
Did you like the English muffin pizza or the bagel pizza?
What? English muffin.
English muffin.
You're going English muffin.
Yeah, bagels, my childhood, they weren't big. They came into vogue a little later, even though they've been around forever.
Yeah.
We weren't a bagel house in Somerville.
You get a bag of...
English muffin.
A bag of English muffins, you get 12 pizzas right there.
Yeah.
You know, delicious. Just go through all from the oven, fucking... Oregano oil, everything on it.
Yeah. Right. I can go for some of them right now.
I know.
See, I'm partial to the bagel because I remember getting them all the time, the bagel pizzas at A&M Bagels in Chelsea back in the day. And those A&M. Were fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a bagel pizza.
No, I don't think I ever. Oh, no, I've had bagel bites. Think you keep it in the freezer?
That's
make
a
it for my kids.
Job.
You know something? For a freezer fucking thing and they land there and you go, huh.
They're not the worst.
They're not the worst thing. I mean, you wouldn't order one, but if they're there, and you walk by.
Yeah. Those and the fucking little fucking Totino's pizza rolls. I can eat fucking 30 of those.
Be a man. Experience!
All right. So we're going to get into a little bit of Clash of the Titans, some of the biggest snacks in the game. The first one, we have Lay's Chips versus Utz. Is it Utz or Utz?
I thought it was Utz, but I don't know.
I pronounce it Utz.
U-T-Z.
Is it German?
It's a horrible name for a company.
Do you want us to...
So, what I'll have you do is sample one and then sample two.
Okay.
And then see which one you like better. Okay. And then...
I think number one is Lay's, but... Good texture. Good savorability.
Okay.
All right, that one.
Cool. I like number two better. I think it's Utz. Utz a little more subdued, more relaxed flavor. Mm,
okay.
I'm going to go with number one.
You're going with number one? What are you going with?
I'm going number two.
You're going number two? All right. Number one was Lay's, and number two is Utz.
I knew that.
This guy's a connoisseur. That,
I never met a chip I didn't like.
That proves to me that Utz, you see, you like Utz better?
I do.
Yeah.
I like that size. Lay's are okay. They're kind of thin.
I mean, here's the thing about it. They're both great. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Chips are chips. And they're good.
Yeah. My money, I would always go Utz or Wachusett is a local version.
Right.
It's still from the Utz family, but those Wachusett chips are fucking, they're just classic.
Okay.
All right. So in the next one we have Cheez-It versus Better Cheddar.
All right. Let's try number one. I don't think you get much better than number one.
That's going to be an easy one, I think, huh?
I'm telling you, I think number two has it.
Really? Let me give it a fair shake.
Give it a fair shake.
Let me cleanse the palate.
Yep.
Not bad.
See?
I got to go with number one, though. I'm sorry.
Wow.
There's more bite, more crunchy, thicker.
Really?
I feel, yeah.
Be a man, where are you going on this one?
Both good. They're both good, but... Number one, that's what we weaned on.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the other one, it's funny because I'm not really that familiar with them. I've had them.
Yeah.
They just don't have the impact within the mouth that I'm looking for.
See, in my opinion, I enjoy two over one. Two is the Better Cheddar, and number one is the Missionary Cheez-It. I there's something about the texture. I like the flakiness of the.
I agree with you.
It's wafer-esque and it's sort of dissolves easily.
This used to be the same shape as the Cheez-It. These here.
No, they used to have. Remember cheese nips.
Oh yeah.
Same
thing.
Yeah. Same thing. They were the fucking second cousin.
That, like if there was less money, so sometimes my parents would buy these. It's a cheese nip.
The cheese nip was always a bit of a disappointment. You'd eat them and go, they didn't get the good stuff, huh?
Yeah. This is a cheese nip house.
You really wanted fucking cheeses. You couldn't spring for the extra 10 cents, you fucking cheap prick.
Same thing you know, right? Cheese nips?
Yeah, we had all, but the cheese nips were like, they're too much.
How about the white cheese nip? It was like an onion or something?
Oh, no.
You ever have that one?
The
white cheese nip.
No.
You remember the long ones? They were cheese tidbits.
Yeah. Yes.
Those if you bit them, like they would split in half.
Mm-hmm.
See, those, the longer they get, the more unappealing they get to me.
Yeah.
They're meant to be little and fucking quick. When they get long, I say, wait a minute. What is this?
Right Oreo here. Versus Hydrox.
All right. Want me to go?
Yep.
I'd like to be controversial. I'd like to say fucking the underdog Hydrox is better than Oreo, but I can't. I can't say that live on TV here, can I? No. No fucking way. Hydrox sounds like a fucking cleaning solution, number one.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Hydrox? It's clearly trying to be an Oreo, but it's not there. Sorry. What do you think, B.A. Man?
Again, Oreo's second to none, just like the cheeses, but the Hydrox ain't that bad.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid... you know, when we would mysteriously go from having fucking Oreos and then some one day a fucking box of Hydrox would be there every now and then like that. I go, what's up with this? Why not just stick with the fucking winner?
Yeah.
That we've all come to love. It's not bad. But it's like an RC Cola instead of Coke. What are you going to fuck around for?
Yeah, exactly.
Get me the number one guy.
Yeah, you want the best guy on the team.
Bring the fucking closer.
Yeah, you want Transformers. You don't want GoBots.
I'm an RC Cola guy. Yeah. How about Moxie? Ever drink that? We used to drink that when we were kids. That really sucks. I can't even believe we drank as many as we did.
My father's favorite fucking soda.
That's what you call fucking tonic. Mm. That's a real tonic. Mm.
That's a tonic, boy.
That's a nerve tonic. Mm.
Be a man. Experience.
Let's take a little trip around the world and enjoy some snacks from other cultures and places in the world. This first snack, I say we all just grab one, take a bite, and see what we think it is.
Number one.
That's you, be a man.
Yep.
Looks like a chip.
Yep, it's a chip.
Smells mesquite.
Very distinct scent. Comes from within the sphincter of a fucking whatever. Okay.
Yeah, it. Ooh.
Ooh. That's got a little bite to it.
This tastes like a Chinese snack.
Yeah, it is. I believe it's Japanese.
Yeah.
I was going to say Asian snack.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't pinpointed the exact fucking locale. Going to have to give this a hard pass.
I'm used to eating a lot of Chinese, Asian snacks and desserts, and they're not, but the sweet stuff isn't sweet, which is good. Oh. It's just like maybe a third as sweet as an American snack, which is great.
Yeah.
Does some of the cakes and shit. Yeah, I'm not a...
How about the afterburn on this?
Not a big fan.
How about the lingering fucking heat?
Oh, my God, it's disgusting.
Can we take a break? I gotta take a shit.
Do you?
No.
But... Are these not fucking potent?
All right, so
I had one chip. It's still reverberating.
Oh yeah, it I had to get past the.
Nah, I'm good.
I had to get past the fucking smell, and once I did, I'm like, oh shit, it is spicy. I didn't even notice that it was at first.
Yet, in a strange way, if I was starving and that was the only snack in the house, I think I'd probably start eating them though, even though it sucks.
So these are actually Lay's.
Really?
And. It's hot and spicy braised duck tongue.
Oh, man. What the hell?
Typical.
They'll fucking whip anything up.
Braised duck tongue.
But that's just the flavor. That's not an actual duck tongue, is it?
I mean, I don't know what kind of weird things they're doing with flavors to get them to taste like
what
certain
do we get
things.
Next to you?
All right, let's take a dig on number two.
All right. Okay.
No smell.
Ooh, it does have a smell, B-Man. Oh.
A little bit, but...
Not horrifying. A flavor that I vaguely identify, but can't quite identify.
It's almost like...
Is it seafood?
You're on the right track.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was going to say it tastes like fried seafood.
Is this seaweed or something? Or fucking kelp or whatever? Fish balls? What?
This is cuttlefish.
Huh?
And I don't know exactly what a cuttlefish is.
That's where you cuddle it.
Cuttlefish?
Yeah, it's a cuttlefish snack. I don't know if it's made with rice. That's what it looks like.
Is it made with real fish?
Yep. So it's right. they keep showing pictures of octopuses on here. So maybe that's what it's a form of octopus.
Oh, jeez.
Not too bad.
Let's go into number three. And this is a familiar looking thing.
Yes.
Almost looks like a fucking cotton swab. You have the doctors, when you got a nosebleed, they shove up your fucking nose.
I don't know if I trust the smell.
Neutral smell. I don't really smell anything, do you?
Sweet.
Candy-ish. Familiar flavor.
It tastes like one of those... remember the orange peanut? They called it peanuts.
A circus peanut.
Right? It tastes like that. Circus peanut.
This is a winner. I'll tell you that. I know that much.
Does it taste like the circus peanut?
Yeah.
You know the orange thing?
Yeah. How about this? I'm going to have another one.
Wow.
That's how impressed I am with this not particular bad. Snack.
That actually, the first quarter biting into it wasn't that good. It seems like the more you chew, the better it is, actually.
You throw a little sugar into the salt.
Oh, yeah.
You got a fucking winner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
I feel that flavor. Tell me if I'm wrong. Does it identify the flavor? Because I feel it's a familiar flavor, but I can't quite pinpoint it.
The flavor is banana.
That's what it is.
It's okay, a banana yeah. kick.
Right? I should have got that, I feel.
And this is a Korean snack.
Holy shit, I'm going, I know this fucking flavor. What is this flavor?
The banana kick. That's you can take these Asian home snack. With you.
Yeah. Is that a high
Now, was the peanut, the orange peanut, was that banana flavored?
No, that was... I'm not sure what it was supposed to be.
It tastes like that a little bit.
Not a bad little snack. I'm going to give them a 9.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're going a 9 on the banana kicks.
I really am. I like banana. I like the shape. I like the crunch. I like all of it.
Yeah,
all
right. I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give it a 7, too. At first, it was like a little bit of a mind fuck.
He's a tough grader over there. I know that from the...
well, it's my favorite.
From the strippers?
Competitions with them. A tough grader over there.
But, I mean, it's kind of a mind fuck at first because you look at it, and it looks like a cheese thing, right? It looks like a cheese girl. Yeah. But it tastes like banana. It was good. It's like sweet and salty. Give it a 7.
This was a lot of fun doing different things.
Yeah, so if I eat this, right, does it count as eating a portion of fruit? Is it healthy?
I don't think we're quite there yet.
Be a man. Experience!
To snack or not to snack?
That is the question.
It's like anything else. I can eat all day or I cannot eat all day. That's how I roll.
You know, obviously I'm a man who has enjoyed snacks in his life. I've had multiple, countless snack binges. I'm talking fucking binges where I'd eat an entire large bag of potato chips. Okay. And that was it. It was game on. I'd go rampaging through the next fucking thing. Just go from ice cream to potato chips back to fucking something else. No rhyme or reason. Just on a full-blown fucking rampage. I'm trying to rein that in because I've been guilty of the worst, obviously, late-night snack eating when it's best.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of times I made it almost through the night. Only to get up at 11 o'clock and bump off a box of Cheez-Its and then try to lay down.
Yeah.
That's not a healthy thing, is it? No, especially with the sleep apnea and not wearing the mask. So I've tried to curtail that activity. So far, so good. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.